Darren Murphy, that was a great result and a great second half performance.
Yeah, look, we've had a difficult time this year against Athlone. You know, the last three times that we've played them, we have been second best, bar a 30-minute spell in the first game down at Athlone. The other, that second half that day and the other two games, you know, we just didn't really lay a glove on them at any stage. So I think there was a wee bit of hurt in there from a lot of players that have been involved in them games. So look here, I always sound like a broken record. You know, I do very little. I just put them out onto the pitch, and it's about the players. You know, I've said that, and it's the same when you've probably suffered heavy defeats. You know, players win games and players lose games. I'm a great fan of that. I'm old school. I've been brought up that way by the managers that I played under. So, you know, as a manager and a coach, all you're trying to do is really assist, and then you hope that your team takes some of that information on board. But effectively, they play the game, you know. So, second half, I always thought we could cause them problems because we are lively up front. You know, we had pace in the three areas, on the left, through the middle and on the right, and all three of them are comfortable to play in any one of the three positions. And sometimes with kids, what you get is they don't really worry about what's going on. They just go out and play the game. And, you know, I don't think it's been spoken enough about how good Aaron McLachlan can be. You know, he's a very grounded young man. I just thought he deserved to start last week in Treaty, and then I just thought to myself, he'd done more than enough in Treaty to throw him out here at home, you know, because he plays off the cuff and he plays with no fear. And in a situation like that, it can work one or two ways with kids, and for him it's worked brilliantly. Like, so look, I'm delighted for him, but I don't want to single people out in a day like today, because, you know, obviously Floody scores a hat trick, O'Donnell comes on, gets two penalties. Yeah. The back four and the goalkeeper have again worked hard, the limit chances, and all over, you know, middle of the park. And I suppose it's one of those ones. It was good all round performance and a good day at the office, I suppose.
Yeah. Listen, you could almost describe that result as a coupon buster, really, because, you know, Athlone had beaten you in the three games convincingly, more or less, in all three of them. And Harps coming over here today, you have said it already in the last couple of games, you wanted them to play for a bit of pride and put on a good performance. Today they showed just what they're about.
I just think, you know, maybe a lot hasn't been said about, you know, how difficult it's been at the football club this year. It's been extremely difficult. I know sometimes the players have been questioned in some of their defeats and stuff like that, but they're an honest bunch of lads, you know. And what I've said to them is that, you know, any manager or coach or anybody working with a group of players can accept defeat at times. You're not happy, but you can accept defeat if there's work rate and effort. And there hasn't been too many times this year where there hasn't been that effort. It's just been, you know, where heads have dropped maybe and conceded poor goals and bad times at games. But there's been glimmers of hope. There's no question about that. Home to Pats, it was a glimmer of hope here in the Cup. And there's been other games, you know, the Cove game 4-3. So there's been that, you know. And today was another one of those where, you know, maybe the younger players, as again, you know, respond. When they're like that, it actually gives the older players a wee bit of a lift. So, look, no, again, yeah, probably would have been the coupon buster, I'm sure. I'm sure with any team we've played this last 5 or 6 weeks, we've probably been the first team in the bat to be beat. So, no, look, here, again, it's very little to do with me. It's all about a group of players, and I think they're hurting in there as well. There's no question about that, because they've found it tough this year as well. And, you know, myself and Dave have tried to hide them away from all that and try to let them just concentrate on playing. And sometimes there's been good performances and sometimes there's been poor performances. But overall, there's not a bad kid or a bad human being in that changing room. I can vouch for that.
I would imagine you've learned a lot yourself as well, Darren, from being with this bunch of players, but we've been with the club this season. I mean, you've a good CV. You came here with plenty of experience, but I mean, I'm sure you've experienced a lot of lows this season because it has been difficult at times. But I'm sure it's been enjoyable too.
No, as I said, I'm here nearly a year now, and I've loved my time in Donegal. You know, it's the people for me. The people are magnificent. They're such a friendly bunch of people, and I've said it again earlier on in the season. It's an amazing group of fans that you play in front of. You know, I've been very fortunate. I've been involved in the game from 16, and I've been involved at some big clubs, both as a player, a manager, and a coach. So I've seen how fickle at times supporters can be, even when things are going well. I've seen that element of it, and that's a lot of character building. Here is a special place to play, and I think because the club itself has gone through quite a tough time in the last two or three seasons, it's amazing that these people keep turning up. And what I've tried to express to the players in that changing room is, it's very, you're very fortunate to play in front of a group of people that genuinely support you. Yeah. And you need to try and give them something back. And today they give them something back. It hasn't been enough all year, but today at least we give them something back, and you've sent a few people home happy, and that's important.
Yeah, so what does the future hold for you then, Darren? I know next weekend Bray Wanderers, but after that, you know, would you like to still be involved with the club in some capacity?
I'll obviously sit down with the football club and see where they want to go and what they want to do. It's been well documented, the job's been advertised this week. I think I'm probably doing my interview for everyone to see, speaking to the media, speaking to the players, having to deal with the board, having to deal with other issues on and off the pitch. Like, so it's something that I haven't genuinely thought about, as in, yeah, I 100% want to do that. I've just, what I've done has been a difficult time for me, because I've known Dave a long, long time, you know, 15 years I've known Dave, so that's been a difficult scenario as well. To come to terms with something like that's never really happened to me in my 30 plus year career. So obviously managers have lost their jobs, but not friends and as well, so that can be hard. You know, what I wanted to do was, myself and Dave brought these players here. I'd say one or two, you know, O'Donnell and Rainey, who stayed, but the rest all came with us. And I just thought it was a matter of maybe just trying to put your arm around them and seeing them through the journey, and then, like anyone, myself, take stock, sit down and see what is next for Darren Murphy. You know, I wasn't going to come back into the game, and Dave encouraged me to come back in, and I've loved my time in the SS Electricity League. I've loved it. I've loved every minute of it. I've loved seeing different parts of Ireland. I've loved seeing the different challenges of the league, seeing the levels of the league, and being able to go out and experience that. And I think as a coach and a player, a manager and all them things, you want to have different experiences. That's why you do the job, and that's why you love the game. And this is an experience, even though it's been really, really, really tough at times, it's one that I've really enjoyed.